This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Olin Krutz is going to join us to talk about Drew Dahlman.
It's time.
What's up, guys? How's it going, man? The weather is beautiful here in Illinois, and the Bears are building both sides of their lines. Seems like it's kind of like we're in Bizarro World right now.
How bizarre indeed, Olin Krutz, that we are in a place where we are celebrating as a city the Bears going to rebuild their trenches. You can't make this type of stuff up.
It's pretty amazing, man. And I'm looking forward to hearing this guy. His father was an NFL player and for a short time an NFL line coach. Chris Dahlman played for the Niners and briefly coached in Atlanta, of all places. And now the son, Drew Dahlman, was a free agent, big-time target for a lot of teams around the league, and supposedly took a little bit less money to be here with the Bears. We'll see if it comes up here. Reminder, or promo, we're going to have Drew Dahlman on this show tomorrow, as a matter of fact. But in advance of that,
at 4 o'clock tomorrow,
let's listen to the brand new center of the Bears who addressed the media today.
Drew, welcome to Chicago. Dan Weider from the Chicago Tribune. There was some talk out there that you may have had some other opportunities and some other offers somewhere, and you decided to come here because it was a priority for you. What was the appeal here, and what were some of the other things that you had your eyes on elsewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I guess to the second half of that, I'll probably primarily focus on what was attractive about here. But I think the things that are most important to me with football, about the culture that I'm playing in, the people I'm playing next to, kind of the vision for the team as a whole, all those things were top of mind for me as far as finding the next home. And all that stuff was assured to me and made me aware of in the process. So that was awesome and gave me a lot of confidence in the decision and made this place really appealing. And on top of that, you know, Bears are a historic team. It's an awesome town, and so something that I think everybody wants to be a part of. So it's made the whole thing really, really enticing for me.
Specifically with Ben, what intrigues you about joining forces with him and playing in his offense?
Yeah, I think some of the strengths of my game, when I watch the little bit of Detroit film that I have watched, I feel like they'll be emphasized. And that's what I want to do most, is just add value to this team. And so if I'm doing the things that I really thrive doing, I think that'll be the best for the team. And so that prospect was really interesting. And then there's more areas in my game where I can grow and do different things. And I think that'll be interesting to explore as well.
Patrick Finley with the Chicago Sun-Times. As you were weighing where to go, did you do homework on what players were on which teams? And what do you make of Caleb Williams from afar?
I didn't do a ton, honestly. I feel like I was much more focused on, you know, the scheme and culture and kind of the vision. I feel like there's, you know, excellent players everywhere, so you're always going to be able to find people like that. But now that the process has kind of come to a conclusion, it's exciting to work with a player like that. And I'm really excited to learn from him, as well as do everything I can to help him and take things off his plate so that he can do the things that he does best. And then there's you know, dozens of other players on this team, as I look through the roster, that I'm excited to learn from and that have had a ton of success. So I feel like there's opportunities all around me to learn from them and kind of set goals for myself and chase after them.
Hey, Drew, Adam Hope from CHGO. You had a chance to play the Vikings this past year, and now you're going to play them twice in this division. They're one of the more exotic fronts. It seemed to be one of your better games. So just what do you remember about that game in particular, and just overall your level of comfort of kind of diagnosing things at the line of scrimmage and you know, sort of playing that role within the offense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely present some unique challenges and things that put pressure on an offense. And so I think when I think about that week, it was a lot of front-end preparation and film study and developing tells and things that kind of gave us a hint about what was going to happen post-snap and finding them pre-snap. And when you're playing a defense like that, that's super key with getting everybody on the same page as a center. So, definitely look forward to doing more of that and developing an understanding. But I think that'll be a consistent theme, is just doing everything I possibly can to prepare and stack the deck in our favor so that post-snap we can play fast and aggressive and be all on the same page beforehand.
Hi, Drew. Alex Shapiro, Chicago Sports Network. Along those lines, you know, as a veteran center, diagnosing, being that quarterback of the offensive line, seems like it'd be really helpful for a young quarterback like Caleb Williams. You had some experience doing that with Michael in Atlanta, so I'm just curious, what are the ways in which you helped Michael come along at the end of last year, and then how do you think you can apply that with Caleb here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike's an awesome player and awesome teammate. So that was a pleasure, and I think the biggest things are your focus can only be on so many things at once, and there are things that his focus needs to be on and that can't be on anybody else's plate, and there are things that can be handled by other people, so things like the snap count or like elements of protection or the run game or that kind of deal. The less he has to worry about it and the more that we as an O-line can communicate together and diagnose together, the less he has to do it and the more he can focus on the things that are exclusive to him. And so I think that process played out a little bit with Mike, and then I imagine it'll carry over the same. But it's all about kind of narrowing the aperture about what you're having to focus on and being able to kind of use the O-line as additional eyes for the quarterback.
Last two here.
Hi, Drew Beck here. Talk about your experience with Grady and how you guys made each other better in practice.
Yeah, super fortunate to be a teammate with Grady. And it sounds like you guys got a good taste of him yesterday. Incredible player, incredible guy in the locker room. Absolute professional. Like, I remember coming into Atlanta and seeing him go about his business and seeing him work. And I immediately understood, like, okay, this is the gold standard. And then in practice, making me look silly dozens of times, exploiting my weaknesses, forcing me to learn from them and adapt to them. And so that's been invaluable in my development. And, I look forward to being able to practice against him more and all that stuff. And a guy that lets us know about our tells and our tendencies, because he'll pick up on them because he's a savvy player in that way. I think he's a huge resource for the offensive line in general.
Nicholas Moriano, the Bigs. When you found out that you're going to be playing next to a guy like Joe Tooney, what was just kind of your reaction when you heard that?
Mm-hmm. Excitement. I've been really fortunate to play with some excellent players so far in my career, playing next to Chris Lindstrom and Matthew Bergeron and Jake Matthews and all those guys. And I feel like I just have so much to learn, and I never feel like I'm a finished product with offensive line play. And so a guy like that that's had so much success, particularly, you know, Super Bowls and all that, I'm, like, really looking forward to picking his brain and being kind of annoying to him and picking up some of his habits.
Man, he's super smart, very football-y, well-spoken, interesting. Drew Dahlman, looking forward to following up on some of that stuff tomorrow with him. What's a defensive tell? Like poker. Make us smarter on the defensive tells when you can figure out when Brian Flores is blitzing and when he's not.
That's definitely something that you have to figure out, where a guy's foot might be on a particular alignment and whether he's coming or going. He's dropping out. I love that was a great question by Alex about the Penix Caleb comp.
Yes.
And his answer of, the idea of taking away things that aren't exclusive to the quarterback.
Yeah, man. And if you can do it as a group, so the line as a group, if they can get wise on snap count together, they can get wise on protections together, they can take it off Caleb's plate.
Narrowing the aperture. That's what he called it. That is that's outstanding. Like, it makes so, it's such a very clear way to discuss this.
The aperture is the lens, the camera lens.
Yeah. It's I love it because he's right. The quarterback does have, he can do all of these things that you want done as you're getting ready to start a play.
Hey, guys, what's the aperture outside right now? Is it about 45?
About 40, 45. 40, 45,
42 like? When I left today.
Okay, yeah.
But the idea of the stuff that isn't exclusive to the quarterback position.
Yeah, man, that's sexy.
Take as much of that stuff away.
I ask every
so that
morning.
He can only focus on what he has to do.
Alexa, what's the aperture? I ask every morning before I step out. You know, I got to figure out which coat to wear.
Does she usually respond?
Oh, sexy, too. Just the way she talks. What, Alexa? It's just, I mean, it's just mine anyway.
I get my stuff going for Siri, dude. I don't know about...
Whatever.
It's a great time to break, actually. And I'm not just saying that. This is unrelated.
357?
It is a great time to break.
It really is.
We're going to do an hour of baseball.
I love it. Mark Grody in 1 hour with the best stuff that he heard from Alice Hall, including some stuff off to the side that you haven't heard yet. That's awesome. But it's time for an hour of baseball, and we'll lead it off with our guy John Morosi of the MLB Network. Cubs stuff as well next hour. Keep it all here on The Score.